I want to ask about another form, I guess you could call it targeted therapy, although I'm not sure we know what the target is, which is bevacizumab or Avastin, which we've been using for colon cancer for a little while, and now we're starting to see data come out in breast and lung cancer. Can you talk about what bevacizumab does and what we know about bevacizumab and breast cancer?
Well, I think most of the data we have comes from E2100, in which women receive paclitaxel with or without bevacizumab. There was a prolongation of progression-free survival, which means the time to the patient's tumor gets worse. The early follow-up indicated there might be a survival advantage. With later follow-up, it looks like there is no significant survival advantage so far. So that indicates that using the drug up front, the response rate may be higher, maybe longer before the patient gets worse. This data was generated with the use of paclitaxel. There had been a previous study looking at patients in second or third line treatment who were treated with capecitabine with or without bevacizumab. That trial showed a higher response rate, but no prolongation to the time to progression or survival advantage, and was viewed as a negative study. There was safety information, though, indicating that that regimen was safe to give. So that what I would say is my tendency is if I use bevacizumab, I will use it up front. I am not necessarily wedded to using it with paclitaxel as a single agent. I think that, at least with capecitabine, we have evidence of some increased efficacy in terms of response rate, and we have toxicity data. And we also have toxicity data with other agents as well. So I will use it with other agents if it makes sense to do so based on the patient's prior treatment.
Can you talk about how bevacizumab works?
I wish I could answer that question more intelligently. When we first started studying bevacizumab, the idea was that it was anti-angiogenic. It would choke off the blood supply to tumors. There is a newer hypothesis indicating that it normalizes the blood vessels or the vasculature in the tumor, which can result in a reduction in interstitial pressure to more normal blood vessels, which deliver chemotherapy more efficiently. So it may actually act by delivering chemotherapy to the tumor in a more efficient manner, and that may be one mechanism by which it works. Another possibility is there would be direct anti-tumor effects. There have been VEGF receptors described on tumor cells, so it's conceivable that it acts as a direct anti-tumor agent, although to my knowledge we have no direct evidence of that.